Oh, I don't. I mean, you're talking about 1,000 different opinions. Once you create that box of questions, I mean, again, would you want to ask me? Would you want to ask so-and-so? There's a ton of different opinions, and once you open that box, the opinions are endless.
So how would you evaluate players, you think, differently than a front office?
Oh, I think every single front office is different than the next, so that's not really fair to try to put in that kind of comparison.
There seems to be a feeling that you and Pryor are just not good together. Could you clear that up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you get along with them?
We played together at Ohio State. You were one of the guys I thought there was beef, and I don't know where that came from. So I don't know. We have a great locker room.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, how do you feel about this offense going into the season, not just with the work you guys accomplished in the preseason, but, you know, a lot of people look at the Browns and, you know, they're not drafting a lot of, you know, guys in fantasy football or whatever, but just the philosophy of team football. How do you feel, and do you think that you guys offensively are going to be able to surprise some people this year?
Well, I think, you know, how we built this offense, or how we are building the offense, is really about, you know, execution. It's about not making mistakes. Overall, I think that we have a lot of guys that do that. We, you know, bring that to the table every single day. Mental mistakes throughout camp were very low. That's characters to the people that we have. And that's kind of how we're building our offense. We want guys to do their job. We want guys to do their job consistently. And then to make a few mistakes. And anytime you can do that in any system, I think you're pretty set up for a lot of success. But at this point, I know it's the Monday before the first game, but there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. Hopefully we can handle them in the right way and execute. That's what it comes down to.
Brian, we didn't see many downfield passes in the preseason.
I think it was a combination. I mean, you know, we don't want to just throw everything out there, but also we played like a lot of Tampa 2. We saw some Tampa 2 guys where, like Tampa, they want to keep everything in front of you. You know, they want to have their D-line get after you. So it kind of, some of it was kind of game planning, and that was our game plan day. So a lot of times I think the go balls and the opportunities downfield can be a lot to game planning. We didn't do a lot of game planning. And, again, like I said, Tampa Bay was the one game plan the week, and it was a lot of cover two, so it really wasn't a great game for that, but I think a combination of both.
I don't know if it's too soon to ask this, but the Jets spent a ton of money on their secondary in the offseason. I mean, like a ton.
Yeah.
Can you see why, given the guys they signed?
You know, they have a really experienced a lot of first-round draft picks. If you look throughout, through D-line, through the back end, you know, it's early in the week. I could probably give you more info towards the end of the week, but that being said, they have guys in the front that like to get after the passer. They have guys in the back end that like to cover the receivers. So, you know, I would say it'll probably show itself pretty quick once you start studying it more, once I start studying it more. But at this point, I can't really comment on it. Yeah.
Brian, coming back here now, and how excited are you now that you know the playbook, you know the offense? Mm-hmm. How excited are you about your personal role and the opportunity you have now to contribute?
I feel pretty confident. I think, again, there's still going to be growing pains. There's still a number of guys, and the quarterback being one of them, that's the first year here. You know, there's obviously some history, I think, with the offense, with Josh. But I think overall, there's a lot of guys. We're going to continue to learn. We're going to continue to see different looks that we didn't get to see in the preseason and in different teams. So there'll definitely be still growth, you know, through the first half of the year. But every game will be important.
Do you guys feed off the idea that there are a lot of people out there? To go on Daryl's point about Coach was joking about maybe we wouldn't be the players, fantasy players. Mm-hmm. Do you guys build a chip on your shoulder with this when you hear that kind of stuff?
No. I mean, it's probably person to person, like a lot of things. I mean, I think for me, fantasy is, you know, I'm glad it helps engage the fans and they had fun with it. But, you know, that's not real football kind of thing. And we're really excited to put our own kind of brand of football and, you know, put a stamp on the 2015 Cleveland Browns. And that's really what we're concerned about. I don't think people are overly concerned about fantasy. But that, again, could be person to person.
I'm sorry, but to expand upon, do you feel like there's enough playmakers on this offense to get it done? That's, I guess, is the larger point.
I mean, yeah. No, there's not. Like, what do you, I mean, yeah, there's plenty of playmakers,
Coach,
yes.
Coach Pat made a comment that the receivers, a lot of receivers stepped up, and you being one of them during the preseason, saying that they're getting even more from you than he even anticipated. Do you feel more confident than previous years, or do you feel like you had a very good preseason and feel confident going into this season?
No, I mean, I was healthy. I think that, you know, that's a very large comment from the head coach. That's a really, I don't even get much better of a compliment, so I'd appreciate that. But I think overall, No, I'm trying to stay status quo, no highs, no lows, and just kind of stay even keel. And that's no different than kind of who I am.
How has Mike been with the offense? You know, comes from the defensive mm-hmm. background. First year here last year, really that's where his focus is. And this year he's kind of stepped over now into the offense a little bit. But,
I don't know the dynamics upstairs, so I can't really, you know, comment on that. But it seems like he really lets Coach Flip do his thing. And he's in a lot of meetings. But, you know, Coach Flip's an excellent communicator. And that's kind of as much as I see.
I wanted to ask about Flip.
Oh, great.
What just stood out about him? I mean, first time as a play caller at this level.
Yeah. Again, I think his communication level is great. He's very clear and concise in what he wants. He also lets guys make plays, and he lets guys adjust on the run. Josh really has full command of the offense when we're on the field. He's able to, you know, read Mike and communicate with the O-line and change passes at times that we get in the tough spots. So it's excellent. I mean, I've enjoyed playing for him. Again, any question I ever have, he's very open-door policy, so it's easy to go talk to him. And, it's about all you can really say.
Any anxiety level? Week one.
Zero.
The guy who's never called it.
Zero.
Is